Talk for the Purposes of the Show, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. We bring in the one and only Seth Grossman, and I'm getting many, many thanks for distributing your calendar, Seth. People have enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed it too, because I found out something I didn't know, that in the 1600s, the Quakers wanted to have women involved in government. I mean, I didn't know that. So it's a very educational and worthwhile calendar. Seth, good morning.
Absolutely. And when William Penn founded Philadelphia, of course, he brought that Quaker philosophy of empowering women, opposing all wars, opposing slavery, and making sure that Native Americans got treated fairly and got a full price for their land and were integrated into society. And of course, the Biden administration rewarded that progressive, tolerant, peaceful vision of America by trying to remove William Penn's statue from Philadelphia last week. And of course, I don't know if you followed that. But because there was such an uproar, the Biden administration backed down, and William Penn will remain at that historic park in Philadelphia by the Liberty Bell. But the fact that they were going to tear down someone who is as, you know, quintessential American as William Penn to create what was called a more open and welcoming monument. I mean, it's just crazy how things are going in America today.
Why don't we change the name of the state of Pennsylvania? What do you think?
Really? In other words, basically William Penn's only crime in the woke world was he was a white male, because there was absolutely nothing else negative about him, but yet they wanted to remove his statue anyway.
That's right. And if you get your calendar, you see that the Quakers, I mean, they were very progressive. They did a lot of things that are being done today.
Right, and basically South Jersey was built on that Quaker model. So, you know, when you hear about racism and reparations and so on, one of the reasons why South Jersey was such a hub of the Underground Railroad to help black slaves escape from the South was because of that Quaker influence. So as much good stuff that we had in the calendar, there are dozens of stories we could not tell because we just didn't have enough months of the year to tell them all. But hopefully we'll have the project next year. Before I go on a side trip, I want to remind your listeners that our yearly fundraiser will be February 17th, and our featured speaker will be Craig Calloway of Atlantic City. And he really plays into our theme, what happens to America happens to Atlantic City first. Because one of the big issues right now for 2024 election is what happened in the election 4 years ago. What was the election stolen? And of course, Craig Calloway could answer a very simple question. Why did Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew win re-election in South Jersey as a Republican when President Trump lost in this area? But even more important with Craig Calloway, about what happens to America happens to Atlantic City first, you know, the whole business about, you know, going to sleep on election night and the Republicans are winning, but then when you wake up in the morning, the Democrats have won. You know, what happened? Was the election stolen? And that whole pattern of elections actually started here in Atlantic City. I don't know if you remember it. But in 2001, Jim Whalen was the bipartisan mayor of Atlantic City. And he was challenged by Democrat Lorenzo Langford. And when the polls closed and they, the election workers went home that election night in 2001, Jim Whalen was ahead by 800 votes. But then when they came back a day or two later to count the rest of the mail-in votes, Whalen lost decisively. Well, what happened? Well, that's when Craig Calloway started the practice of having most people vote by mail and instead of in person. And what Craig Calloway would do, he would wait until the last possible moment at like 7:30 at night on election day to turn in his absentee ballots, because he didn't want the other side to know what he was doing. And that Atlantic City pattern was adopted by Democrats throughout the country. So if anyone wants to know, you know, how that started and how it worked and why it's legal, Craig Calley will explain all that on February 17th. I think that the $75 ticket to hear him, and by the way, all proceeds go to the organization, not to Craig Calloway. I think it's a worthwhile event.
Well, I wish I could be there.
Well, we already made arrangements for the video, so we'll have a video thing. But you did get me sidetracked on by talking about Chris Christie, because as you probably know, I've lost like a lot of friends over not supporting Donald Trump by supporting Ron DeSantis instead.
Right.
And I'd say about 90% of our Liberty and Prosperity members support Trump. But it brought back memories that in 2013, 10 years ago, I was in the same situation, because not only was I attacking Chris Christie in 2013, I ran against him in the Republican primary when he was running for re-election. And even many of my friends and supporters said I was nuts, because at that time, Christie was polling at 60% approval, and everybody loved Chris Christie, and the media loved Chris Christie. And of course, the Democrat media loved Chris Christie because he had embraced Barack Obama and helped him get elected. So they were saying nothing but good things about Chris Christie. And also, Chris Christie got millions of dollars for a program called Stronger Than the Storm, which allowed a state government to advertise on all the TV stations and all the top newspapers, which meant that none of the media would say anything negative about Chris Christie because they didn't want to lose the advertising money.
Right.
So there he was at this unprecedented popularity. And I know that Chris Christie is going to crash because everything he was saying was a lie. He lied about Atlantic City. Remember during Hurricane Sandy, they said, the iconic boardwalk was destroyed. It washed away.
Yes.
And that was because the national media took this section of the boardwalk that had been destroyed 10 years before and washed away. It had nothing to do with the boardwalk.
Right.
And they were supposed to have Obama and Christie were supposed to come to the boardwalk to have a press conference. But if they did that, everybody would see that the Atlantic City was not damaged at all, and that the casinos, there was no reason to close them. So they had the press conference in Brigantine. So nobody would see that they had that lie. And Christie lied about the budget. He said he cut taxes, but he really raised local suburban taxes by cutting aid to the cities. He said he reformed the pension system. Everything he did was a lie. And I was pointing out that all these lies would unravel eventually. But I was really denounced at the time. How can you attack Christie? He's so popular. So anyway, I'm personally going through the same thing with Trump, because right now Trump is riding high in the polls and Fox News says nothing bad about Trump. Everything's wonderful. But if you look at the race, and I'm going to get biblical here, when you're looking about Trump, they said, how do you judge a false prophet from a real prophet? Well, you look at the fruits. What is it that happened when Trump was president for 4 years? And what you saw was, even though his signature issue was ending illegal immigration, Trump stopped deporting illegals unless they committed other crimes. And so during his 4 years, Trump deported fewer illegals than Obama did. And there were 30 million illegals when Trump came into office in 2017. And there were 30 million illegals in America when Trump left in 2020. In the 2020 census, Trump tried to say that illegals should not be counted in the census, because when you count illegals in the census, it increases the voting power of sanctuary states and cities. So Trump tried to stop counting the illegals, but when the courts wouldn't let him do it, Trump didn't do any mass deportations, and that's why the sanctuary Democratic cities have this extra electoral votes. They have extra seats in Congress, all because illegals gave them more voting power. Trump added $8 trillion to the debt. Trump had, remember the riots when Trump was inaugurated, and in 2020, in January of in 2017.
Yes.
And you had all these rides in 2017, and they were all orchestrated, and they knew who was going from city to city, you know, doing all the violence, and yet those riots, the leaders of those riots went unpunished, and guess what? Those unpunished rioters did the same thing 3 years later in 2020. You know, Trump did not repeal Obamacare because he picked a personal fight with John McCain. He wouldn't apologize. Trump elevated Fauci, shut down the country in 2020. And Trump gave Democrats control of the House of Representatives in 2018, the Senate in 2020, and the White House in 2020. And Trump picked losers to run for the Senate in 2022. So that's the fruit. That's the record. But yet you won't see one word of that uttered anywhere on Fox News or Newsmax. And so I feel it's the same situation with Chris Christie. This is this, you have this artificial bubble that I think is, as a real campaign takes place, these facts are going to come out. And I personally think that the Democrats can turn everything around just by dumping Biden and picking almost anybody else, because the whole assumption is that Trump is going to run against Biden again. So, again, these are just my personal views, but I think Iowa is going to be very interesting on Monday. I think the race is between the establishment Nikki Haley versus Trump versus Ron DeSantis, who is basically the Trump policies and agenda, but without the Trump baggage and with a track record of getting things done. So what will Republicans do? We'll find out. And what kind of reception am I going to get when I walk into my Liberty and Prosperity meeting? Who knows?
I was just going to say.
But I'm going to give this, the views and opinions of Seth Grossman regarding Donald Trump are not necessarily, but are not the views of the great majority of the members of Liberty and Prosperity. I have to give that disclaimer. Yeah.
I just want to add one thing. You know, you talked about Chris Christie. And, you know, my primary residence is Brigantine, and it was at the time. And he allowed every person who was a primary resident, he allowed them $10,000 to spend as they wanted on anything, just take a vacation, whatever. But he gave $10,000 to everyone who was a primary resident of the Jersey Shore who was affected by Hurricane Sandy. And I wrote him a letter. And I thanked him for that. And I have never written a letter, but I did there. So that goes to show you.
They actually had a program where they were giving out vouchers at the casinos to anyone who would say, I had groceries, I lost the groceries because of the power failure of Sandy, and you would get a voucher for $400. And they didn't check. Nobody checked whether you actually had groceries or how many you lost. It was just like a $400 giveaway. And that set the precedent for where this money went. But that's another topic. One other thing that I just came up, and I don't know if any of your listeners have gotten this, but one of our members was very upset. Got a form from the U.S. Census a couple weeks ago. It's called the American Community Survey. And basically, about 10% of all households got this intrusive form from the Census Bureau that takes you 40 minutes to fill out. And you have to give details about your race, the ethnic group, your income of everybody in your household, how many rooms you have in your house, how much you pay for rent, how you heat your home, how you cook your food, what kind of car you have, your citizenship, your ancestry, your employment. And if you don't do it, they tell you you're in violation of the law and you're going to be fined $100. And if you lie on the form, you're going to be punished and fined for $500. So a couple people who are our members got this form. They said, no, it's unconstitutional. The purpose of the census is to have a survey every 10 years to see who's living in your house so we know how many congressmen each state is supposed to get. This is all intrusive, and they force you to do it every year. And they tell you if you don't fill it out, someone's going to be knocking on your door to force you. And if you don't cooperate with that person, you're going to be punished. And it's ironic because, as I pointed out, when Trump was first elected in 2016, he tried to get the Census Bureau to ask people, are you a legal citizen or are you legally in this country? And the courts would not allow that question to be put on the census form. And now you have 10% of Americans getting this intrusive thing. And it's obvious that the only purpose is to show, you know, that some groups are victims because of race or ethnic background, so we can have more diversity, more affirmative action, more equity, and all that stuff. So, and people are asking me as a lawyer, is it against the law? And as a lawyer, I honestly don't know, but I guarantee during the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing the research and reaching out to other people to see whether you have to answer those questions.
So you got your work cut out for you.
Yes, I do. And by the way, Ann Coulter wrote a very interesting thing on Twitter. She said, this is the anniversary, I believe it was 10 years ago, that you had that pilot called Sullenberger or Sully. Took off from, LaGuardia Airport, and a bird knocked the engines out of the plane. And because of just brilliant skill, he was able to turn the plane around and land it in the Hudson River, and not a single person died in what could have been a major tragedy. So yes. Ann Coulter is pointing out that when you hire pilots of planes, don't you want the most skillful people you could find?
Absolutely.
Because right now the government is trying to say we have to have diversity in pilots. And so people who do not have the necessary skills will be giving preference, so they could be pilots of airplanes. And when you take off, don't you want the person who has really devoted their whole life to perfecting a skill, as opposed to picking someone just because they're of a certain ethnic group? And that leaves me with only 2 points. In Atlantic City, we didn't talk about this, but on last week, January 6th, a 14-year-old boy was shot in the head and died in Atlantic City. And I believe we had 4 murders, mostly teenagers. In Atlantic City, mostly young black children. And imagine all the protest and the outrage when a criminal who resisted arrest died from an overdose of drugs, and yet the whole country protested that injustice. But these murders and deaths of black young men are just totally ignored, because it's not a political, there's no political gain to be pointing out what's responsible there. So we have to talk about that, and I'll be in conversation. And the second point, in the Galloway Township Public Schools, Ethel Hermno and Jenny Larea took office, and they made, when they came in, a very good observation. Why was it at the Christmas concert of the Galloway Public Schools that there were no Christmas songs? Just Kwanzaa and Diwali and so on. And I think they're going to be making some changes. And the best way to start a change is February, which has become Black History Month. Shouldn't there be some mention somewhere in our public schools to honor and remember George Washington and Abraham Lincoln?
Right.
Anyway, 9:30 to 10:30, Liberty and Prosperity has its meeting at Sal's Cafe. If it's Saturday, come on over and join us. If it's Sunday, join us next week. And have a great week.
You too, Seth. Thank you. Liberty and Prosperity, Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com is the website. It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi.